Welcome to a special Business Radio X production, spotlighting innovative thinkers and difference makers in business and in our communities. Hello, I'm Ryan McPherson. Thank you for joining us today. Before we get started, I'd like to remind you to please follow us on social media. You can follow the Business Radio X Network on Twitter at Business Radio X, and you can also follow all of our other studios through that platform as well. Check us out on Facebook. We like to hear your thoughts and comments there. And we look forward to interacting with you on social media. On today's episode, we're going to speak with Jill Johns with Jill Johns International. And on the line here today from Savannah, Georgia, is Jill Johns. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, Ryan.
How are you doing today?
Wonderful. And you?
Doing well. Thank you. I must say Happy New Year. Is this just right around the corner from a brand new year? So any advice you may have for our listeners out there on setting some goals for themselves or perhaps a resolution to achieve?
Absolutely. Well, we're 11 days into the new year, which is flying by quickly. But quite honestly, there are 350 days left. So if you have not sat down and done your year in review, looking back at 2016 and writing down the accomplishments that you've had, and then spending a few minutes looking forward to the outcomes and deliverables you'd like for 2017, it is not too late. So I know that every business and every business owner needs to be aligned with their strategy and clear about where they want to go in the future. So make sure you take the time needed to put that together today.
Very well said, for sure. So let's start also with telling our listeners a little bit about Jill Johns International. How are you helping people today?
Great question, Ryan. Thank you. So my life's journey has taken me on a roundabout path. I wish I could say it was linear and made sense, but to me it does. The way that I help people today is as a, you know, early 40s recovering corporate executive, as I referred to it lovingly. I really learned the hard way, and the hard way for me was through breast cancer. That it's important to pause and take time not only for your physical well-being, but also for your emotional well-being. And so I really want to make sure that my message to the world is it doesn't matter who you are, what you do, you know, how much time or how little time you feel that you may have in your day-to-day, it's critical to pause and take time to put yourself first.
Well, very well said. You know, we certainly are glad you're able to have such a positive message after going through such a struggle, as many have been through that struggle. But you're out there turning that into a way to help others and telling them to slow down and really enjoy life along the way. And really find out what's important to each individual. And I think what's important to you is laughter, for sure. You talk about being able to create laughter. Can you talk to a little more about that, please?
Certainly. So, you know, lovingly, I refer to myself now as the laughter chick, but unfortunately, the first 10 years of my career, I was referred to as a freight train. And I'm sure many of our listeners can relate. So I was type A, hard charging, ladder climbing executive, and didn't really know how to laugh. Didn't think I believed that laughter was even a good thing. I thought it was very childish and really something that wasn't for me until I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And then I searched a variety of different modalities for healing myself, as I mentioned, both physically and emotionally, and stumbled across laughter yoga. The first time I participated in it, I thought it was strange and did not jump in with both feet, but stood back and observed. And then I stepped away from laughter yoga and did some research and found out that we've heard the phrase that laughter is the best medicine. And quite honestly, it is. So I was able to get certified from Laughter Yoga International in their Laughter Yoga Practitioner Program. And so now it's a great icebreaker and a great way to remind everyone, whether you're a 50-year-old engineer or a 25-year-old entrepreneur, male, female, doesn't matter who you are, we all have the ability to laugh, and I love bringing laughter to people.
Well, that's fantastic, and I love to laugh as well, and I've done a little yoga. Can you tell me what a laughter yoga class looks like?
Certainly. So many people think that we get into yoga asanas or positions and laugh, and as much as I, too, love to do yoga, that is not a true statement with laughter yoga. The reason that it's called laughter yoga is because of the type of breathing that we engage in when we're deliberately laughing. So a laughter yoga session is led by a facilitator, so myself or any of the other certified leaders around the world. And what we do is engage in deliberate childlike laughter exercises. So sometimes we're doing some miming, sometimes we're doing some role playing. And what happens is we start by faking our laughter and just, you know, going through the motions and doing the exercises. But as you well know, laughter is contagious. And once you start hearing someone else laughing, even if it's a forced laugh, if you will, that sound to our brain, we can't distinguish between whether it's authentic laugh or whether it's initiated laughter, and we begin laughing authentically. So at the end of the 30 to 45 minute session, you have engaged in continuous authentic laughter that has been brought on through a series of exercises.
Wow, that's great. And I guess it's okay to be a little silly. Let your guard down, especially in front of others. If you are a hard-charging, high-powered executive, you know, taking this time to, you know, do the complete opposite really helps in your personal and professional growth.
It does, Ryan. Laughter creates and stimulates creativity in our brains. It also releases endorphins. And so that runner's high feeling that you get after running on the treadmill is the exact same effect on your body after laughter. And so, you know, who doesn't need more positive endorphins? Who doesn't need to unleash more creativity? It's also a fantastic bonding experience for teams and groups of people. So if you are, you know, traditionally sitting around the boardroom table and discussing serious matters and maybe taking yourself a little bit too seriously, as an icebreaker or as a physical activity, engaging in laughter with your peers will allow you to be able to take your business to the next level.
Do you, is that what Jill Johns International does, goes into these organizations and helps team building or helps corporate culture develop through laughter yoga and other methods?
Yes, Ryan. So we believe in looking at the human and the business and the team holistically. So laughter yoga for many is a great segue into trying some new and different things that they may not have tried before. It's fairly low risk and high reward. In addition to laughter yoga, however, we teach everyday mindfulness. We have conversations around healthful eating, making small incremental changes and decisions in your life that can yield long-term impact for you both physically and professionally. And so entering into corporations or nonprofit organizations or local groups and organizations to plant the seed and help organizations grow around an entire lifestyle of health.
Yeah, and corporate culture is everything these days. Businesses are looking to retain their employees and attract new ones. And one way to do that is create a positive work environment. And it sounds like you can do that through laughter and laughter yoga and team building. And you're doing now. I have to ask also about your business side of this. So you went through, you know, a business career, corporate cultures, and then you had your own personal overcomes with surviving breast cancer. But then jumping out and starting your business based on some of these principles has got to be a little scary as well. Do you have any advice for anyone out there who's thinking about making that entrepreneurial leap that you have learned along the way?
Wow, absolutely. Yes. So two things. One is identify the resources that are available to you locally. I know I work as a business advisor as well as the incubator, the business incubator at Georgia Southern. And personally, for myself, I wish I had had access to the resources that I now make available to others. So identify what the local resources may be, get all the help you can, ask as many questions as possible. And, you know, no question is a silly question, particularly when you're transitioning from a corporate lifestyle to an entrepreneurship lifestyle. The second piece would be hire a coach. You know, a good athlete would never enter into high-stakes sporting events without having a coach, someone by their side. And I believe it to be true as well, whether it's in a corporate role or in an entrepreneurial role, that it is critical to have a coach by your side. I personally am a coach, so do coaching. But as a coach, I even have my own coach. that I hire and that I work with on a very regular basis.
Yeah, that's very valuable information. Thank you so much for sharing. That's advice we hear from time to time in the studio about having a mentor or a coach, someone that you can go to and talk your business problems through, because it is about those relationships that you're cultivating as customers and clients. But also, if you're looking to develop yourself as a personal and professional growth, you need to have that relationship with someone who can tell you honestly what you need to improve on.
Absolutely. Know thyself first. If you don't know who you are and what makes you tick and how you're motivated and how you actually execute on life, you'll struggle a lot with entrepreneurship. So start there. And then, you know, a coach is different than a friend. A friend is going to, agree with what you have to say and may or may not be giving solid and sound advice and assignments to you, where a coach, that's what their role is to be the accountability partner and to push you to levels that you're capable of attaining.
And I think that speaks also to some of the corporate awareness that you must be mindful that you need to develop yourself more professionally and open to different types of learning and education. And if it happens to be through laughter and yoga or Jill Johns International, you can know that you're pushing the boundaries and you're growing as a professional. So we're speaking with Jill Johns here today, and she's with Jill Johns International. I'd like to ask you about what's coming up for you in 2017. Any personal goals or professional experiences our listeners can look forward to?
Absolutely. 2017 for me is the year of the giant. And so 2016, I was able to be on the TEDx stage just to start to share the message. So in 2017, we're looking forward to multiple open enrollment retreats where individuals can sign up and come to the retreats on their own. And we're also opening our retreats up to corporate clients. So if there's a corporation looking to send a small group of their employees away for a weekend or a week-long experience for growth, we're looking forward to doing many of those throughout the year in 2017. We also are opening more strategic planning workshops and some of our mindfulness workshops. So many more opportunities to engage with people, both on the individual level and via the vehicle of the corporation.
And where's the best place for people to kind of stay up to date on where you are and what's next for you?
Our website is the best place to go, and that's Jill-Johns with an S, Johns.com. But they can also visit our Facebook page. We've got a few. So we've got our Facebook page is Laughter Yoga with Jill. We also have our Facebook page Inspire, which is spelled Inspire. And obviously you can tell from the SUP in the middle that we love to use our stand-up paddle boards for some of our lakeside retreats.
Oh, that's fantastic. And does all this take place in the Statesboro area? Or are you all around the Southeast and beyond?
We are all around. So our lakeside venue is on Lake Sinclair in Milledgeville. We also have a retreat center on Tybee Island just outside of Savannah. And we have traveled as far as North Carolina, and we're looking forward to heading all the way up to Minnesota for the months of June and July.
We'll definitely need to put Atlanta on that destination list.
Yes, we'd love to.
Yeah, we'd love for you to come in studio, sit down with us, and let's do some laughter yoga together on air and see if that changes things for us here at Business
love
Radio
it.
X. That'd be fantastic.
Love it.
Yes, for sure. And so as we, you know, like I said, growing into 2017, we are expanding our network, and we're looking to find more business owners and more ways to highlight those good people doing good work in the communities. And we know that you're doing good stuff down there in Statesboro, Georgia. And any final thoughts you may have for our listeners here today?
You know, Ryan, what you are bringing to the audience with sharing and collaborating and learning from one another, I think is the best gift that you can be providing. And I encourage every business owner just to continue to learn, continue to grow, and continue to try new things. Failure does not exist. There's only growth and stretching. And so, you know, continue to put your neck out, continue to try new things. and stay true to yourself.
That's great advice for sure from Jill Johns and Jill Johns International. She's the owner and CEO and laughter yoga instructor over there. Also breast cancer survivor. So you've been through a lot and you have so much to offer. And I encourage our listeners to reach out if they have any questions or want to get involved from a corporation or an individual level. Let's remind them one more time how they can find you.
They can find me online at jill-johns.com, or you can reach us at 912-531-4999.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in today. This has been a Business Radio X special production. If your company or your individual out there doing something interesting to genuinely serve your market and your community and your profession, reach out to us directly and pitch us your story on the contact page at businessradiox.com. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. On behalf of the entire Business Radio X network, I'm Ryan McPherson. We'll see you next time here on Business Radio X.